Originals, Originals, découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Beta Série, partenaire média du Festival de la Fiction de La Rochelle 2024.
Nous sommes en direct du Festival de La Rochelle, dont Beta Série est partenaire pour la quatrième année. Beta Série, donc, qui interview aujourd'hui le créateur de la série Dead and Buried, Colin Bateman, une série BBC présentée ici en compétition. Thank you very much, Colin, to be with us today on Beta Series in La Rochelle.
My pleasure.
So, Colin, you wrote an amazing, you know, psychological drama called Dead and Buried. Just to get started, could you pitch us a bit the story? I mean, what is this drama about?
Yes, it is a psychological thriller. It's about a young mother who unexpectedly bumps into the man who killed her brother in her local supermarket, and it asks the question, how would you react? This is a man who has been in prison, who has served his time, and is back out and prospering and having a good life. But that doesn't help Kathy, because she just sees this man doing well and her brother is dead, and it asks, what would you do in that situation? Most of us would do something like some Facebook stalking, the social media stalking, find out more about him, but that would be the end of it. But for Kathy, she can't stop, and it becomes an obsession.
So is this about revenge? Is this about obsession, social networks? What are the themes, the main themes you are focusing on in this drama?
Well, I think we're focusing on how does one react in this situation? Coming from Northern Ireland, the series is set along the border between the north and south of Ireland. There's obviously a long history of troubles there. And when I initially wrote, this was originally a stage play, a one-woman show. And when it was performed in Londonderry, where it was first launched, I had so many people come up to me and say they had been in exactly that situation, because we had had so much violence. And especially in smaller cities, smaller towns, the chances are that you're going to bump into someone who has crossed you in the past. And it's all about, do you forgive? Do you turn the other cheek? Or does something start to grow in you and you want some revenge?
So yeah, so the arena, I mean, Northern Ireland and the border is not any arena. It's very special, as you mentioned. Is it, did you choose to place this story? I mean, it's a fiction, so did you choose the city? Did you choose, or was it already like that in the theatre play?
It was like that in the play. I think the original play is nearly 10 years old now. There was also a short story that kind of inspired the play, which I wrote even longer ago, and that had more to do with the troubles, perhaps, in Northern Ireland, the history of violence. But I think what we have now is a story which has really very little to do with the troubles, because it's a universal theme. It could happen in any town, in any country.
Yeah, because social networks, I mean, doing all this kind of research, you know, and then going into action as she does, happens everywhere, you know, everybody is concerned. So when, especially if you meet an old lover, or I mean, this is about, you know, teenager, you know, times. She was young at that time, because it's happening 20 years after, right?
That's right. We've all been in that situation, whether we admit it or not. We've all done a little bit of stalking on the internet to find out about people from our pasts. Everyone does it. The difference is that Kathy has no brakes. She can't stop, and it becomes this obsession. And then the thing about the show also is that she doesn't go into it with a master plan. She doesn't start and say, this is how I'm going to get my revenge. She's almost making it up as she goes along. So she starts very small. She does like small things, like, you know, send him a pizza and expect him to pay for it, and she sends the undertakers round to his house, but gradually she gets deeper and deeper into it.
It's also about lying, about, you know, having several personalities or more quite complex, you know, sides in your personality, because she's got another relation with her husband, you know. It's quite a normal couple at the beginning, and we, from episode one, that this is the one that we saw, she starts to have a second life, you know. I mean, in the couple, and she has a confidence, but we see that she's quite a complex character. Did you? You're a crime, a novelist also, very well established. Is this something you like, you know, to explore personalities this way? Have you done that in your novels? Is this, you know, something you like?
I think I like to explore all sorts of different personalities. And actually, I was doing an interview a while back, a public interview, and the interviewer said, you write women very well, you understand women. And all I heard from the audience was my girlfriend snorting and laughing. So I don't know, you know, I enjoy exploring these things. How well I do it is up to someone else.
Okay. Did you know the cast while writing, while adapting, or because it's very important the way they are, they live the characters? So
yeah, no, I didn't know the cast for most of the writing. I knew them towards the end of it. For me, it was very important that they understood the humour of it, because if you're from Ireland, or particularly from Northern Ireland, there's a very dark sense of humour, and it's sarcastic. So to be able to say the words properly and get what I mean was important. Colin Morgan, the star of it, is from Northern Ireland, not far from where I live, so he does the accent perfectly. Annabelle is from England, so there's always a worry about how well, because it's a very difficult accent to get right, but she does it perfectly. I think her ex-husband was from Northern Ireland, so she had a certain amount of insight into that. Very, very happy with the way the cast have done it.
Yeah, because you mentioned dark humor, and maybe it's characteristics of Northern Ireland. But effectively in the show, it's a drama, it's psychological, it's very dark, but it's somehow, I mean, not funny, but there are some interesting moments, you know, that you explore. So
yeah, well, I've been writing for a long time, and I've published, you know, over 30 novels, and all of my books are like this. You know, they have quite dark stories, but they're always funny. And I often get described as a comedy writer. But if you actually look at the stories, they are very dark. I think part of it is to do with where I grew up. I grew up 10 miles from Belfast. So Belfast was very violent when I was growing up. But the town I lived in was a bit like La Rochelle. You know, lovely, quiet, seaside, marina, and very little in the way of trouble. So I was really close to it, but also removed, which meant I wasn't too badly affected by it, but also it coloured every part of my life. And I think that's what allowed me to introduce humour. I think if I'd been 10 miles away, it would have been so much darker, and I may not have had been able to use that humour.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. And it's a universal show with universal theme, and speaking to everybody also, because in everybody's life, humour is part of it also, yeah. Even if you live dramatic things, you know,
yeah,
so...
Yeah.
Were you inspired by some TV series when writing, when adapting from the theatre play, or did you more consider the theatre play itself, you know?
Well, it was the opportunity to open up the play, because it was a one-woman play.
That's
so it was one woman standing on a box on a stage, or on a small platform on a stage for 90 minutes. So to have the opportunity to introduce so many more characters, expand the story, was just fantastic, and I loved that. And I love using things in different forms. So like I say, it was a short story, then it was a play, now it's a four-part TV series, and next year it'll be a musical. Only joking. But
no, it will be a season two.
Well, season two would be fantastic. Yes, I'd love to do that.
Well, okay, so thank you very much. I mean, as we are a TV series recommendation platform, do you watch frequently TV series, and would you recommend one for us?
I'm going to recommend a fellow Northern Irish production called Blue Lights, which has sort of revolutionised TV in Northern Ireland, proved hugely popular on the network, which isn't always the case for local productions.
Okay. So I will look at that. Do you know if, people received well the show? It has been aired for the first time a few days ago in Northern Ireland, right?
Yes, it's been received extremely well. I have so many messages from people who, watch the first episode and then immediately go and watch the next three on the BBC iPlayer. It's gone down extremely well.
So we're looking forward to watching this show in other countries then. Thank you very much. Maybe a last point, because I saw in your bio that you're working on other series. So maybe next year we'll meet you on Killing Castro, or?
I would love to be back. That's actually a movie with Al Pacino. So
it's a movie, right?
Yeah. So I'll be somewhere with that, hopefully.
Okay. So thank you so much. Been very interesting, and we look forward welcoming you very soon on Beta Series Radio. Merci beaucoup, Colin.
Originals, découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Beta Série, partenaire média du Festival de la Fiction de La Rochelle 2024.